Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Wow. Who picked that?
Do not interrupt Nat King Cole.
That's not a banger. Did you pick that?
Oh.
Who picks Nat King Cole?
That's a good one.
No.
A classic for all time.
What year is it? Is it the 50s?
Oh, the guy that was born in the 20s is mad about something not being current.
Who picks that stinker of a Christmas tune as a high-energy rejoin on a radio broadcast?
Who said it was high energy?
That song gives me chills. It warms my
douche
heart.
Chills?
No, warms my heart. Shots fired. Boop, boop.
I say we replay the whole song because you besmirched it.
That's the church song.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean that's the church
like
song?
When you hear that, it's like, oh, I know we're headed to church before Christmas. Like Christmas Eve, the church.
That's so true.
That's not a hymn.
And let the record show, Greg called the song old and low energy. We need a mirror.
All right, Curtis. I'm sorry. I should have given that some breathing room.
Okay. I love
my
you.
My sincere apologies to you.
You got princesses on the mind, so, you know.
All right. Well, lots going on this morning, including in about 25 minutes, They Said It, which is a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports on this program every day at 7:20. And we will discuss the whispers that there is an issue in the Patriots locker room, among other things, coming up at 7:20 on Tonight of All Nights. I mean, if you needed to be focused on winning a football game that you must win, and not dealing with drama in your locker room, it would be tonight. Would it not be tonight?
Yes.
Would this not be the night that you want to win this division game against these Buffalo Bills?
I mean, if there's any team that this team has ever had to prove something to in the last couple of years, it's this one. I mean, that the first team in the history of the NFL to score touchdowns on its first five possessions in the playoffs were the Bills last year, the last time you saw them. That was a game you quit in. So we'll see where you are today.
This game is so important for the Patriots in a couple different ways. Obviously, it continues, if they win this football game, it continues to keep them in the hunt as far as a wild card team.
Yep.
But the other thing I really look at is that if you lose this football game, that's two losses in a row, and then your next two games are on the road. And granted, they're not against teams that you go, oh, they can't beat them, but you're on the road, and we know how difficult it is to play on the road against one of the teams that it looks like they're kind of, you know, they're not, like, resurging, but they're hitting a little bit of a winning streak in the Raiders. It's Josh McDaniels. There's going to be a lot of hype in that game. There's going to be a lot of, you know, how does Bill Belichick fare against his, you know, former assistants who turned head coaches, and I don't think his record is pretty good against those guys. Mm-hmm. You get the Arizona Cardinals and whether or not Kyler Murray's going to play and all the stuff that he's got going on with what Patrick Peterson said about him and a mobile quarterback. So this game is so important to give you the kind of confidence that you need if you're able to win this game going on the road for the next couple of weeks.
That's what I was going to say. If anything else, this is a confidence boost game for Mac Jones. He's coming off a game where everybody's been praising him, and we should be, because he showed that he can throw the football and throw it well. But then if you go into this one and you lose, and you lose in an ugly fashion, we're back at square one with him. We've seen that, you know, he has his highs and his lows back and forth. And I just hope that with this one in particular, this is a staple game. This is a statement game. And if he can get a win in this one, then everybody else can shut up. And I think in his mind, he knows that.
You're without Damian Harris, which I guess no surprise there. So
Well, they're going to, you know, when you look at they're without Von Miller. So that's always going to be week in and week out. It's going to be the injuries and, you know, teams are going to be without guys. But it's going to be more about, okay, we know that the defense is good, right? But last week against
the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots.
We don't know that they're good.
Well, I think we know that they're good against the teams that we've seen through the first, what?
They're good against bad quarterbacks.
Right. And so then last week, they looked okay against Minnesota. They had a turnover, but they allowed Justin Jefferson to go off. You are now facing, you know, probably the second best quarterback in the NFL in Josh Allen. How do you look as a defense against another really good quarterback?
Curtis, when you question defense, so you're questioning it based on opponents so far, right?
Correct. I think the numbers have been great. We all were saying they were elite, and then I was told that primetime Cousins sucks and they were going to dominate the Vikings, and they didn't.
Right. Yeah.
So you enter this game, and the other thing is, let's say the Bills score 28 points. Will Mac Jones fall to 0-11 when an opposing team scores over 24 points? Can you win a game that gets into the 30s? Or that you need 30 points to win.
And I think you're going to have to be somewhere along those lines.
I also think right now we're looking at a Josh Allen who's in a bit of having an issue when it comes to interceptions. You put Matthew Judon up against him. I'm pretty sure Josh Allen this whole week has talked about how scared of this team is of Matthew Judon. And a lot of people are. So I think if you think the defense hasn't proven enough yet, you could say that Matthew Judon himself has.
Yeah. Right, but he didn't. Here's the problem. What happened with him last year? He kind of fell off the map, right?
Yeah, but he said that he has completely changed how he's treated body this season.
But he was a no-show against Minnesota. He was an absolute no-show.
It feels like somebody played like an Uno reverse card, because it feels like this defense is now the question, where I felt for like eight weeks, the offense was the question. Yeah. And then after watching that Minnesota game, it's like, okay, I think the offense is actually pretty good. And I actually believe that the offense will have success tonight. And then I'm worried about the defense because, again, it's Josh Allen. And we've already seen them struggle with mobile quarterbacks twice, horrifically, when you're talking about Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson. So I can only imagine what they're going to look like tonight.
And, you know, I'm concerned, obviously, about how they're going to look. Because we talk about, is this going to be what we, you know, the whole boogeyman thing. And when you finally face good quarterbacks, your defense looks different. So I think this is another great test for them defensively.
Wouldn't you be shocked, though, Wiggy, if Bill doesn't have something, a wrinkle to throw in that at least gets Josh Allen off for the first half? Like, wouldn't it be surprising if he just entered this game and began with a touchdown drive and just kept going? I would be shocked by that.
That wouldn't shock me, because Minnesota did it last week, the first drive. I want to see if they can make the adjustments. My thing is, can you offensively do what you did against Minnesota again?
Are we going to get your top five things you need to see tonight? Can we get that next? All right. Pats Bills tonight. We'll talk about it all morning and all day here at WEEI. And coming up at 7:20, They Said It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.